Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. What's going on, everyone? Today, I want to take a deep dive into Seth Godin's book, Purple Cow. So this book is basically a manual for entrepreneurial rule breaking. It's definitely a book you have to go buy and read. Why? Because if you are tired of the same old business advice, if you are ready to stand out in a crowded market and you want to build something truly remarkable, this is your jam. Buckle up. It's about to get purple. So let's talk about what in the world is a purple cow. Well, first you have to understand the herd mentality and why blending in as a business is a death sentence. Because let's be real, most businesses are boring. They're brown cows in a field of brown cows. Easy to ignore, forgettable, and frankly, not worth your time. In today's world, being average is the same as being invisible. You need to be exceptional and different and, dare I say it, remarkable. That's where the purple cow comes in. It's the idea that your product or your service or your brand should be so unique, so attention-grabbing that it stops people in their tracks. So why you need to be a purple cow? Well, think about the brands that you love and admire. They're not just good, they're extraordinary. They're the ones you tell your friends about, the ones you can't stop thinking about. That's the power of being a purple cow. It's about creating something so remarkable that it generates its own buzz, its own word-of-mouth marketing. When you're a purple cow, you don't have to chase customers. They chase you. You don't have to shout to be heard because you naturally stand out. So how do you transform yourself from boring brown cow of a business into a magnificent purple cow? It's not as hard as you think. Here's a simple framework. So first, you have to be okay challenging the status quo. Don't be afraid to break the rules, question assumptions, and do things differently. You have to embrace your weirdness. What makes you unique? What are your quirks and idiosyncrasies? Don't hide them. celebrate them. You have to solve a real problem. The most remarkable products and services solve a real pain for their customers. Find a problem worth solving and go all in. You want to create an emotional connection because people don't just buy products or services. They buy into stories, experiences, emotions, and you can never stop innovating. The world is constantly changing. So to stay remarkable, to stay purple, you need to constantly evolve and adapt. Now, as you can start to tell, being a purple cow isn't just about creating a remarkable product or service. It's about embracing a mindset of risk-taking, innovation, and a relentless pursuit of excellence. It's about rejecting the safe, the comfortable, and the mediocre. It's about daring to be different, daring to stand out, and daring to create something truly extraordinary. So let's get into the nitty-gritty. How do we actually become a purple cow? And what are the mindset shifts that separate remarkable entrepreneurs from the rest of the herd? So the first idea is the idea virus. So your purple cow needs to be more than just a product or service. It needs to be an idea that spreads like wildfire. So Godin calls this an idea virus. So to create an idea virus, focus on the key elements of remarkable, emotional, and shareable. So remarkable means your idea needs to be so unique and attention-grabbing that people can't help but talk about it. Emotional means it should evoke strong emotions, joy, excitement, surprise, or even a little bit of fear. And shareable, you want to make it easy for people to share your idea with others. This could be through social media, email, or even just good old-fashioned word of mouth. Now, the biggest obstacle to becoming a purple cow is fear. It's going to be fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of being different. But here's the thing, failure is part of the entrepreneurial journey. Every successful entrepreneur has failed multiple times. So the difference is that they learned from their mistakes and kept going. So the key is to embrace failure as a learning opportunity so that you are not afraid to experiment, to take risks, to try new things. The more you try, the more likely you are to stumble upon your purple cow. Now, here are a few tips to get you started on your journey to finding this cow. Okay, so first, find your niche. So don't try to be everything to everyone. Focus on a specific target audience and create something that truly resonates with them. Design for remarkability. So every aspect of your product, service, or brand should be designed to stand out and tell your story. You want to craft a compelling narrative that captures the essence of your purple cow. And then you're going to leverage sneezers and OPP. I'm going to talk about this in a second. So say you've built and created your purple cow, right? You've created this idea virus of a purple cow. It's remarkable, it's emotional, and it's shareable. You've gotten over your fear of failure. You found your niche. You've designed for remarkability. You've told your story. The next question is, how do you market your purple cow? How do you get it out there? So this is where it gets juicy. And for those really wanting to differentiate their business, you have to understand that building something remarkable is only half the battle, right? Getting it in front of the right people is where the magic happens. So there's really two ways to do this, sneezers and OPP. So let's start with sneezers. These are your secret weapon for viral growth. Seth Godin introduces a brilliant concept called sneezers. They are the early adopters, the tastemakers, the people who love discovering new things and telling their friends about them. Think of them as your word of mouth marketing army. When sneezers catch a whiff of something truly remarkable, like your purple cow, they can't help but share it with everyone they know. So how do you find sneezers? Look for people who are passionate about your industry or your niche. They're the ones who are always on the lookout for the next big thing. Cultivate relationships with them. Offer them exclusive access. Make them feel like they're part of something special. Now, let's talk about the second way to market your purple cow, OPP, other people's platforms. Think of it like this. Your purple cow is the remarkable product, service, or idea you've created. The sneezers are your early adopters and enthusiastic fans, and OPP are the channels, networks, and communities where your ideal customers hang out.
If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm.
Thank you, Indeed, for sponsoring today's episode. Now, as business owners, as entrepreneurs, we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find a quality candidate fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. So you need to leverage existing platforms to get your purple cow in front of the people who love it most. This could mean social media, partnering with influencers, run targeted ads, participate in relevant groups. It could be media outlets, so articles, podcasts. It could be industry events, conferences, trade shows, networking events. But you have to understand, the caveat is it's where your ideal customers are hanging out. So you have to go find out where those customers are hanging out, and it's going to be different every single industry, every single company. So don't just spray and pray. Be selective, be purposeful. Now, after you have figured out your sneezers and your OPP, these are kind of the ways that you market your idea and your purple cow to the world. There's a few other marketing concepts that I think are great to discuss in the context of the purple cow, because some of them come from Seth Godin himself. So let's talk now about permission marketing and launching. Okay. So permission marketing. This is not a concept that is exclusive to purple cow. However, in purple cow world, we're not just playing a different game. We're rewriting the rule book. And permission marketing is really rewriting the rule book. It's also a Seth Godin idea. So permission marketing, basically what you're doing is you are forgetting about the old school interruptive tactics that bombard your audience with messages that they don't want, because you are going to embrace a new philosophy, permissioned marketing, earning attention, not demanding it. And this will apply to your purple cow idea, right? Remember what I said before, that you aren't just throwing something at a wall and hoping it sticks when you're trying to leverage OPP, other people's platforms. You have to find out where your customers hang out, because you're not just bombarding them everywhere. And even when you find where your customer hangs out, you are not old school marketing to them. So first, let's define what old school marketing is. So old school marketing is interruption. It's TV commercials, pop-up ads, cold calls. These are the blunt instruments of traditional marketing. They interrupt your audience's flow. They demand their attention, whether they like it or not. The old way of marketing is quantity over quality. So the old model focuses on reaching as many people as possible, regardless of whether they're actually interested in your product. It's a numbers game, not a relationship game. And the old way is one size fits all. Generic messaging that tries to appeal to everyone ends up resonating with no one. It's like trying to sell a steak to a vegan, a waste of time and resources. So the Purple Cow way and the permission marketing way is starting with remarkable product. So the foundation of Purple Cow marketing is creating products or services so extraordinary that they practically market themselves. Obviously easier said than done, but they're not just better, they're different, they're unique, and they're undeniably attention grabbing. You have targeted outreach. So instead of casting a wide net, you want to focus on identifying your ideal customers, those who are most likely to resonate with our Purple Cow. Then we tailor our message to speak directly to their needs and desires. And lastly, the Purple Cow permissioned marketing way is leading with authenticity and value. We don't just want to grab attention, we want to earn it. That means delivering genuine value, building trust, fostering authentic connections with the audience. And the result, when you shift your focus from interruption to earning attention, something magical happens. Your audience stops seeing you as a marketer and starts seeing you as a trusted advisor, a source of valuable insight, and a creator of remarkable products that they can't help but share with others. This is the power of Purple Cow and permission marketing. It's not just about selling more. It's about building a brand that people love, a community that rallies around your product, and a movement that changes the game. The second marketing idea is the launch. When you're launching your Purple Cow, don't just settle for a boring product launch. Instead, create a marketing event, a spectacle that captures attention and generates buzz. Think of it like a grand reopening, a red carpet premiere, or a festival celebrating your Purple Cow. Now, how do you create a marketing event? Well, you can theme it. So you give your event a unique theme that aligns with your brand and message. You can make it interactive, so you can encourage participation and engagement from your audience. And you can create shareable moments. So you can design photo ops, social media contests, or other elements that people will want to share with their network. So out of all the marketing ideas that you can use to take your Purple Cow to market, start to incorporate permission marketing, start to incorporate events. Because permission marketing and events, they're fun ways to market. They're great ways. They're smart ways to market that can really help you take your Purple Cow and turn it into a significant business. So just to finish this off, let's just recap what you have to do to become a Purple Cow, to create your own Purple Cow. Here is a very basic blueprint just to get you started. So you want to start off, first step, find your niche, identify a specific target audience and a problem they're facing. Don't try to be everything to everyone. Number two, challenge assumptions, question the status quo and look for ways to do things differently. Don't be afraid to break the rules. Three, design for remarkability. Make every aspect of your product, service, or brand stand out, from the packaging to the customer experience. Every detail should scream Purple Cow. Four, tell your story. Craft a compelling narrative that captures the essence of your brand and connects with your audience on an emotional level. Five, leverage sneezers. So identify your early adopters and empower them to spread the word. Six, leverage OPP. Identify the platforms and channels where your target audience hangs out and use them to amplify your message. Seven, build a community. Foster a sense of belonging and connection among your customers and fans. Encourage them to share their experiences and spread the word about your brand. And eight, track your results, learn from your mistakes, and constantly improve your offerings. The Purple Cow journey is an ongoing process of evolution and adaptation. And one final thought, I really want to challenge you to take the Purple Cow philosophy and apply it to your business. Don't settle for mediocrity. Dare to be different, dare to stand out, and dare to create something truly remarkable.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth. From transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands, The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.